My name is Stephanie Spong, and I'm the president of the Tabor Opera House Preservation Foundation.
And I'm Karen Onderdonk, and I am the executive director of the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation and a board member on the Tabor Opera House Foundation.
So this Saturday coming up is a big event that both of you are helping to put on called Lovin' on Leadville.
Lovin' on Leadville, a nonprofit's night out. And what we're doing is the Hospital Foundation and the Tabor Opera House Foundation came together. It was the hospital's idea to do an end-of-season gala and kind of talk about nonprofits in Leadville and look at all the good work that the nonprofits in Leadville are doing. And so we, the Opera House, are playing host in our beautiful Opera House, and the Hospital Foundation is helping support the event because we've got some amazing talent.
We knew we were going to do an end-of-season gala between the two organizations, and then it turned into, why not make this a celebration of the nonprofits as well, where they could meet and mingle with the public and, you know, make their missions a little bit more known out there in the public. So that mixer starts at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Opera House, where there'll be cash bar and some appetizers, and then also for people who buy a VIP ticket, there'll be a VIP lounge as well, where there's just a bar. It's not a cash bar for wine and beer. And then at 7 p.m., the gala concert starts, and I'll tell you, we're so excited about this. We've got the star from the Metropolitan Opera, Emily Pulley, soprano, another soprano, Jocelyn Claire Thomas, baritone Zachary Lennox, and an accompaniment by Jeremy Rieger, who is here from Colorado also. The local high school chamber choir will be singing with them, and also Leadville's own Scott Carroll, artistic director at the Tabor Opera House.
Is the money raised going to benefit both the Tabor Opera House and the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation?
Yes.
We don't know how much money we'll raise. This is not a low-cost event to put on, but it's really about friend-raising and covering all bases, and if we can, raise a little bit of money as well.
And so,
tell us about your raffle.
Yeah, let's hear about the raffle.
St. Vincent Hospital Foundation has ColoradoLandRush.com, which is a land raffle for vacant land, and we'll be talking about it that night with the audience. So basically, it's a piece of land in the Hartsell area, 3+ acres, and the foundation is raffling it off to help us support physical plant improvements to our hospital and also potentially buy new medical equipment. The raffle goes until December, but we'd love to have create some urgency around people buying tickets. So the tickets are $75 if you just buy one, and then as you group them together, three for $195 and five for $300.
Could be the best $75 anybody ever spent.
Yeah. It's all on ColoradoLandRush.com, and we have a cool video that's out there as well.
One of the nonprofits that we'll be attending is the Leadville Literary League, and they are not associated with the Tabor Opera House, but they love the Tabor Opera House, and they are doing on their own a freelance fundraiser on behalf of the Tabor Opera House. It's called the Calendar Girls of Leadville, Antiques of Leadville, and it's 35, 50 and up women came together to make a tasteful nude calendar that they are doing a Kickstarter campaign for. And so they will have a booth there to sell the calendars. It's an amazing calendar. It's very tasteful. It's G-rated, but a lot of fun.
You said it's they love the Opera House. Is that going towards the rehabilitation?
Yes, that will be 100% toward the Opera House. If they meet their goal, they're going to try and raise enough money to buy us a long throw projector so that we can show movies at the Tabor Opera House.
And so for the listeners who aren't familiar with this effort to rehabilitate the Opera House, would you like to speak to that a little bit?
The city of Leadville bought the building last year with the aid of grants from several different organizations. And this year they signed a lease with the Tabor Opera House Preservation Foundation, which has been in existence for over a decade, but working with the previous owners. We have brought on some new members, done a feasibility study, and learned that it's going to cost us between $8.1 and $8.6 million to rehabilitate the building. But we are tasked, Karen and I and the other seven members of the board, we are tasked with running a capital campaign to raise that money. And so we're writing grants, we're setting up the infrastructure to raise money nationally, statewide, and locally, while also operating the building as a performance hall and community center. During the summer, we held tours, and we had literally thousands of people come through and see for the first time in decades that third floor ballroom where Horace Tabler and Baby Doe probably canoodled on the ballroom floor in the bar there. There's a wonderful second floor space with floor to ceiling windows that are just gorgeous. And it's just, she's a shabby old dilapidated building, but she will be beautiful in 3 to 5 years. And that's kind of the vision that drives us as a foundation.
And would that open the ballroom back up for big dances?
That is exactly what we want to have that room for. There's a ballroom and what could be space for a bar up on that third floor. And as soon as we possibly can, it'll cost us about $1 million to do it, including health and safety and fire escapes and all that, to get that room open and activated. But once we do, we want to have quinceañeras and weddings and all kinds of community events in there. It's just a gorgeous space.
So this gala is on Saturday for people who are listening, and I imagine it's open not only to the Leadville community, but anybody who wants to take the drive over Independence Pass and enjoy the fall colors.
Yes, we would love to have folks from the Aspen Valley, up 70 corridor, the Arkansas Valley, from Denver, come on up. It's going to be a really amazing evening, a chance to see this beautiful building.
They can get tickets through taboropperahouse.net, or they can buy them there. It's $20 for general admission and $40 for VIP.
Well, thank you very much, Karen and Stephanie, for telling us about this awesome event.
We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.